Welcome to Career Tours. This week, meetings and high Ds. Questions this cast answers. As a high D, how can I be more effective in meetings? What can I do to make everyone feel heard in meetings? And what notes should I take in meetings?
If your knowledge of desk, high Ds, Is, Ss, and Cs, the perfectionists, the Attila the Huns, the marketers, the team players, if that has helped you become more effective at work, you'll want to seriously consider coming to our Effective Communications Conference. We set the basics of DISC in an hour or so, and then we spend the rest of the day teaching you how finally to communicate effectively, which is to pay attention to what your listener does and communicate in a way that makes sense to them. At the end of the day, you'll be able to read someone in a conversation, determine their major DISC tendency, and then based on that, make some changes in how you deliver to improve the chances that you get harmony and congruence and collaboration and not drama, conflict, and tension. Come see us.
So, Sarah, you and I are both high Ds, and we have this feeling in meetings that they are way too long, way too rambly. And why haven't we made a decision yet?
Right. How are we still talking about this? We've got to be done this topic by now.
I made a decision 20 minutes ago. Why are we still talking about it? Because my decision's right, right?
Exactly.
Which are some of D's worst behaviors, or at least effective behaviors, because when a D makes a decision and expects everyone to follow it, they're not effective with that relationship. They're going to probably annoy some people or upset some people, and that's not helpful. So we're going to talk about how to behave in meetings in a way that is helpful, in a way that bonds relationships, and a way that will get things done, but also not cause fractures in the meeting. So do you want to take us through the outline?
Sure. So our outline for today is, number one, we're going to talk about allow others to talk first. Then, once per meeting, say, name, what do you think? That is for the meeting organizer. Then, don't contradict and not but. Only note deliverables. And then we're going to finally end with, don't be afraid to get to the next meeting on time.
And any of the high Ds who got excited by thinking some of those things sound like great tools to use in your favor, I think you're going to be disappointed. But that's the way it is. We can't always be a bull in a china shop.
It hurts feelings. Unintentionally, but all the time.
Yeah. So the first thing is allow other people to talk first. High Ds are assertive and task-focused. So for those of you who don't know DISC, it's a way of profiling behaviors and helping us understand how different people behave in different situations, and then allowing us to adapt our behavior to what they would prefer, which amazingly makes a better relationship between the two of you. And so DISC, we imagine a circle, and it has a cross in the middle. So you have four quarters, like a pizza divided by four people. So top left is D, top right is I, bottom left is C, and bottom right is S. And so if you look at those in halves, the top half of the circle goes to D and I, and those people are assertive. And the bottom part of the circle is for the S's and C's, and they are reserved. So they're quieter, they talk more slowly, they think before they speak. D's and I's just keep talking, and eventually some sense will come out. And the people on the left, so the D's and the C's, are task-focused. So if you ask them what they're doing, they will tell you a task. The I's and S's are people-focused. So if you ask them what they're doing, they'll say, oh, I'm doing some work for Bob, or I'm writing this email to Judy, whereas the D's will say, I'm writing an email, or I'm doing this work, because they're not focused on people at all. So that's giving you an idea if you didn't know what DISC was. There's a ton of podcasts on the website if you want more depth. So the D's are assertive and task-focused. And so the meeting is kind of the perfect time for them, because We want to be focused on tasks in a meeting. We're going to bang through the list together, make sure everyone knows what's doing, who's doing what, and then we all spread and we all do our own work. But meetings aren't really like that, because meetings aren't full of IDs who would make a meeting like that. The other styles come in. And the point of a meeting is not to cover the list, but to bring people together to discuss solutions and for everyone to bring their expertise. And some of that expertise goes with being able to deal with different types of people. If you could cover the list without bringing people together, then you should do that, because it's cheaper for the organization. Every time you have a meeting for an hour, that hour costs however much everybody's salary for the hour costs. And so anything that you can do without having a meeting is cheaper.
Both that, though.
Yeah. And that said, if you're going to be in a meeting, what do?
A Heidi's assertiveness leads them to always just answer the question that's being asked. So for example, if the question is, how can we make this customer happy? A high D does not hesitate to jump in with an answer and be ready to move on to the next item. Right? Okay, that's the answer. Let's move on. Note though that we said an answer, not the answer. Many solutions are, it may be possible, they have pros and cons, but by cutting off that discussion really quickly, the high D does the team disservice, right? So perhaps they have better or different ideas. Even if they don't, it's important to let them feel like they've been heard and listened to. Meetings are not to go through that list, right? They're to share that group of ideas with one another, bat them around, come up with the best option.
Exactly. If one of your colleagues is a high D and that person struggles with things like communication and collaboration, and people say about that person doesn't listen to anything I say, or my ideas are never good enough, that person is probably full flow high D and never mitigating any of those more assertive traits. And as a high D, if you want to be more successful, if you want to have improving relationships, if you want to communicate and collaborate and get good scores on those things on your performance reviews, you have to stop long enough to hear what other people have to say.
So in the meeting, count the number of people, then only allow yourself to go first in answering a question that's directed at the group once every number of times. So if there's five people in that meeting, so every fifth time, you can go first in answering that question. It doesn't need to be an exact, but if the answer to the question is directed at you, of course you're going to answer, but try to make sure you balance it out. Let the others have an opportunity to talk before you dive in with the answer.
Yeah. And this only counts for the questions that are directed of the group. So if the meeting leader says, what do we think? Or how do we feel about this? Or does anybody have a solution? Then you count how many times it is since you've answered and then give an answer if it's your turn. If the question is directed at someone else, don't answer. And a lot of people will say, well, of course I don't. If somebody says, Angela, can you tell me about the problem with customer X? And my name isn't Angela. I don't answer. Well, just listen to yourself and tell yourself you're not going to do that. Because if you're anything like us as Heidis, you are doing that too. You're answering for other people.
We jump in to answer that question because to us, there's already an answer. We already know the answer. I'm going to be efficient and I'm going to answer for Angela because I can say it quicker.
Exactly. Which is not the way to make friends and influence people. So this is a kind of trick, I guess, but it's a way of just stopping yourself being that person who answers every single question, because you're not helping the group and you're not helping yourself. So the next one is especially for anybody who's running a meeting. You cannot do this if you're just a member of the meeting. You have to be running the meeting, and that actually means your name is under the meeting organizer, not that you think you're running the meeting even though you're a member, which Heidis are also likely to do.
Very.
We've addressed part of the equation in that We're not going to jump in and answer other people's questions, and we're going to give them a chance to answer the group questions. But the other part of that is there could still be somebody in the meeting who's reserved, who doesn't answer any of the questions and whose voice is never heard. And as a meeting organizer, it's part of your role to make sure everybody has been heard.
So to cover the other half, if we're leading the meeting, for example, we need to draw out those who speak less. As Wendy mentioned, with the circle, the individuals on the bottom, the more reserved portion, they are your high S's and high C's. And they're very unlikely to interrupt.
What do you mean interrupt? I just talk over people. Like, that's not interrupting. That's just...
Whereas a high D or a high I, when they're talking, they're more than happy to interrupt. I's love that punchy back and forth conversation. You can keep talking. I'll keep talking at the same time. And they talk over each other. D's will interrupt. And their mental expectation is, I am talking. Clearly, I have something to say. So this is the part of the conversation where you stop talking.
Yeah, D's will interrupt, but then expect everybody to listen. I's don't care. They just keep talking. So a high S will just agree with the people that have become before. A high S's highest priority is that everybody is happy. So to make people happy, they agree with what is going on, unless they ask specifically, what is your opinion? Otherwise, if it's just a sort of, does everybody generally agree? They'll generally agree whether or not that's their opinion. A high C will not comment until they're absolutely sure they have all of the analysis done, they have the data, they understand the problem, and then they're absolutely sure of their answer, and then they'll answer. So there's kind of two different reasons, depending on whether it's an S and a C, why they might not be talking. And you need to hear from both of them.
And it's not that they don't have an opinion. They have an opinion, right? Your S's have an opinion, but they like to look towards the group, right? It's more of a democracy.
Yes.
For lack of a better term, where your C's, they also have an idea of what's going on, but until they have facts to back it up, they're not willing to share it. They can't defend their opinion if they don't have the facts needed to do so.
Right. So as the meeting leader, you actually need to be paying attention and listening to people and listening to who has talked, who has given an opinion, who has given you an answer, and who has not, and whose face says something they're not saying. So often you can see on people's faces that they're holding an opinion back, or they want to say something, but the high D won't let them, or the high I won't let them get a word in edgeways. So you need to be watching for that. So you've really got to be paying attention. And then when you notice that somebody hasn't said something or hasn't given their opinion or has just been quiet throughout the whole meeting, then ask them specifically, what do you think? So begin with their name. Brian, what do you think? Chelsea, what do you think? Sarah, how do you feel about this? Because the high S is thinking in feelings, and the high C is thinking, in thoughts. If you're paying enough attention, you can tailor the question depending on which one it is.
I've actually had, after meetings, people come up to me and thank me for allowing them a window to speak. Thank you for noticing that I wanted to say something and allowing me that space to speak.
Yeah. So this is your personal goal, because D's like tasks and they like goals. So this is your personal goal for the meeting. If you're leading the meeting, make sure everybody speaks about every topic at least once. That'll be enough to keep you occupied for the meeting.
Next piece, don't contradict. Use and, not but.
Yeah.
When a high D does jump in, they usually say, but. That's the urge to correct people, to point out flaws, to look for mistakes. And a strong high D and in a C, they're willing to say no, right? They're not trying to please people. They're not people persons. They're willing to dispute a fact. D's are often ready to defend their idea or to prove that theirs is better. And all of those sentences begin with but.
Right.
Instead, think about using the word and. So for example, Bill has just said in a meeting, I think that the solution is to give them a full refund. David, the high D, is just about to jump in with, but then we'll lose the money for good. We should give them a credit instead.
You can hear how dismissive that is. But we'll have lost their money for good because a high D would emphasize everything. It's very dismissive and it's very confrontational. So instead, if you say, I agree, Bill, we do need to refund them. Find a thing you agree with in the answer. And then you say, and I wonder if a credit with us would allow us to do that and keep their money with us. So there's several ands in there, but the important one is, and I wonder if a credit with us would allow us to do that. It's much less confrontational. And even if you emphasize the parts of the sentence in the same way that an angry high D would do, if you say and not but, it's almost impossible to do it and be confrontational. It kind of forces you to acknowledge the idea or acknowledge the part that you agree with and provide a constructive follow-up. It makes you form the sentence in a more conciliatory way. And we do have a podcast called And Not But, a whole podcast on how to use and not but, especially written for high Ds, I think. And it's quite a difficult, more difficult than you might think, thing to do. First of all, you've got to be listening to what you're saying. And most of us don't listen to what we say. Because if we did, we'd hear all the filler words we use and we'd hear the words we repeat. And we'd hear the pauses that we make in funny places. So most of us aren't listening to what we're actually saying. So first of all, you've got to listen to what you're saying. And then you've got to stop yourself saying but. Replace it with and, which will force you to rearrange the sentence, which will force you not to be able to interrupt. You'll have to wait till the end because you're doing all this mental stuff in your head in order to make sure that you can say what you want to say in a conciliatory way.
And eventually you'll start thinking in ands, not thinking in buts. D's aren't trying to be rude when they say but. They're building on that idea. But you need to keep in mind, D's, that while your mental thought process says, I'm just building upon their idea, that's not how the others in that communication take that word.
Yeah, that's not what they hear at all. So the next thing is noting deliverables. One of the things that D's are likely to be doing is taking notes because they like to have a task to focus on. And so they will be taking notes in part just to stop themselves talking, but often because there's four parts of their brain going off at the same time and they want to write things down because that feels like activity. And if there isn't any purpose for writing things down, I wouldn't know this by experience, but you may find yourself writing things down so that later on you can say that something was said. And that is not a way to make friends. If you're writing things down about who said what to whom, and you don't have a really good reason, that behavior is not helpful.
If covering yourself and being able to provide evidence on others' faults is necessary to this level in your workplace, it's probably not a good place to be working, right? Yeah. More often than not, note-taking may be excused as cover material, but actually it's a way to make note of other people's failures.
Because Heidi's like to score as well. There's a structure and hierarchy are very important though to them. If you ask them about a bunch of people, they'll tell you about their job titles because that hierarchy is really important to them. And so Heidi's like to be scoring and they may be saying, oh, I'm just taking notes so I remember it later. Or I may be taking notes so that I can prove what's said later. 9 times out of 10, you don't need to prove what's said later. And you may be taking that just for point scoring, even if you won't admit it. So to prevent yourself doing this, only take notes of deliverables. And it's rare for meetings to really need formal minutes. Actual minutes of meetings are not taken by the person in the meeting. If you have a board meeting and actual minutes are being taken, you bring in a stenographer and or a somebody who can do shorthand, and they take minutes. What most people mean by minutes is just a list of deliverables. Even if someone, even if the manager or the leader of the meeting says, "Will someone take notes?" They don't want notes of the conversation. They want notes of the outcomes, which are the deliverables.
And just because someone else is taking notes, you still need to write your own deliverables down so that you can make sure you get your job done. Mm-hmm. You already know that. Don't say you'll remember, because if you're anything like me, you won't. I've got a terrible memory. As much as anyone has going on in any job in the modern economy, it just cannot be done. And you can note other people's deliverables too. So if you're doing it to provide to them, the meeting leader, or some kind of tracking system, don't note them if you're just going to make a note. Sue said that she'd do X and then be judging whether or not she's actually doing that task. That is not your job. And frankly, it's just not helpful.
Yeah. Because if you're going to come along, you're going to come along later and say, "Oh, Sue, you're late on that task." You don't know what's going on between Sue and the person who gave them that task. Maybe they got an extension. Maybe there's a reason that the task is OBE. Maybe they're just behind, but their manager knows why and they don't care. So if you are giving yourself the task of monitoring other people and that's not part of your job, then you're not helping at all.
The next piece, don't be afraid to leave to get to the next meeting on time. One of the places that high D's and C's can influence the organization using their behavior is punctuality. Both D's and C's like being on time. It's just another task, another box to check off.
And this isn't a get out of jail free card. We haven't just given you an out. If your meeting starts at 10 and is due to finish at 11, and you don't have another meeting until 11:30, then you can't leave at 11 saying, "Oh, I just want to be punctual." Because if the meeting is still going on, then you still need to be there. However, if your meeting at 10, it looks like it's running along, it's 5 to 11, and it looks like it's going to be another 15 minutes, and you have another meeting at 11, then you can excuse yourself and leave for the other meeting. So you can say, "Brian, I'm so sorry. Please, will you excuse me? I have to be at the XYZ meeting now. Can I catch up with you later on any additional deliverables?" You're asking to be excused. You're telling them where you're going. And you're saying you'll follow up on the things that you've missed. And in fact, that might cause Brian to wrap up the meeting because he'll realize he has a meeting at 11, or some other people will say, "Oh, I need to be in that meeting too," and begin to wrap things up. Or everybody leaves apart from a few people and then the meeting wraps up by itself. It may not happen. It may be that you're the only one that leaves and Brian carries on with his meeting for another 20 minutes. We are giving you permission, in inverted quotes, to leave a meeting if you actually have somewhere to go.
When you start and finish your meetings on time, others will begin to as well, right? And it becomes a virtuous cycle. You're setting a good example. Others will appreciate that they get to their next meeting on time. Therefore, in future, when they're running a meeting, they'll allow for others to get to their next meeting on time.
And hopefully it'll spread. So, what do we cover?
So, in summary, high D's can be rude and overbearing in meetings. We all know it. On the opposite end, they can also be bored and tuned out. So, by setting those personal goals in effective behaviors, you can A, improve your relationships, B, improve the meeting, and perhaps C, improve the meeting culture of your organization as a whole.
Win, win, win.
Everyone likes winning, especially D's.
Exactly. Anytime a D can win, yeah. Hopefully we've set some people some goals and maybe one or two of you will tell us how it goes. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. I hope that was helpful if you're a high D or if you know one. We'll cover the other letters in the DIS profile later on this year.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you want the how-tos of management wherever you are, check out the free Manager Tools mobile app. It's available on both iOS and Android devices. Go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and download the Manager Tools app. Just search for Manager Tools in the respective store, or go to the Manager Tools website, www.manager-tools.com, and you'll find the links on the bottom of the homepage. Once you've installed the Manager Tools app, you'll have access to all the Manager Tools and Career Tools shows anytime, anywhere you want. With easy searching of podcasts by category, using the map of the universe, or using built-in search functions, it couldn't be easier. Additionally, if you're Manager Tools personal licensee, you'll have easy access to all the show notes right from the app whenever you want. Go to the App Store and download the Manager Tools mobile app. You'll be happy you did.